From Tidbits on June 6, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, by Tidbits staff. Growl 1.2.2. The Growl project has released version 1.2.2 of their system-wide notification utility. Growl 1.2.2 introduces several small bug fixes, including one that resolves an incompatibility with MobileMe mail accounts. In addition, the group has also updated GrowlTunes, which can be used to provide notifications of iTunes-generated events, and the libraries used by developers to interface with Growl. None of the fixes are earth-shattering, but they're worth picking up at some point to stop Growl from notifying you of the update. Data Rescue 3.2. ProSoft Engineering has released Data Rescue 3.2, a significant update to its data recovery software for Mac OS X. The new release includes support for recovering files produced by several new Mac applications, including Microsoft Office 2011, AutoCAD 2010-2011, OpenOffice, QuickBooks 2006 through 2011, and iWork 05 through 08. The update can also now find lost Apple scripts, encrypted sparse disk images, Java archives, X3F and MRW raw images, and many more. Other improvements include folder-specific searches, warnings of possible drive failure, new HTML help, improved search performance, and more. See the release notes for a full list. A free trial version of the software can scan for lost files, but can only recover a single file of less than 10 megabytes in size. Logic Pro 9.1.4 and Logic Express 9.1.4. Apple has released a minor update to its Logic family of music composition applications. Both Logic Pro and Logic Express 9.1.4, the main new feature is the capability to open files that have been created by GarageBand on the iPad. In addition, the new releases address several unspecified minor issues. MoneyDance 2011. MoneyDance has released the 2011 edition of its personal finance management software for Mac OS X. MoneyDance 2011 includes several new features, including the capability to import data directly from Quicken Essentials, a completely new interface for managing downloaded transactions, additional graphs and reports, multi-currency improvements, and enhanced report printing. A free trial is available from the company's website for those who want to take the software for a test drive. Fantastical 1.0. Flexibits has released Fantastical 1.0, a new calendar application for Mac OS X 10.6 Snow Leopard. Dubbed the calendar you'll actually enjoy using, Fantastical wraps a gorgeous user interface around advanced features like natural language recognition, compatibility with online calendar providers including MobileMe, Google Calendar, and Yahoo Calendar, automatic alarms, and much more. Fantastical is unusual in that it doesn't attempt to replace your existing calendar application, but instead extends it. Fantastical is compatible with iCal, Entourage, and Outlook, and in our testing seems to work fine with BusyCal too. A free trial is available. DevonThink and DevonNote 2.1. Devon Technologies has released a significant update to all editions of its information management applications, DevonThink and DevonNote. DevonThink and DevonNote version 2.1 include a long list of changes, described in detail in the product's release notes. Highlights include a completely revised clip to DevonThink bookmarklet for capturing data from web pages, a welcome and support assistant that provides access to tips, tutorials, and downloadable extras, and more. Workspaces, which save every aspect of your work environment and let you switch from one arrangement to another instantly. An improved sorter, which is now available in all editions of DevonThink, but not in DevonNote. A Google Chrome browser extension, and numerous other improvements, including many bug fixes. Sparrow 1.2. With Sparrow 1.2, the email client gains connections with Facebook for displaying friend pictures and adding friends within Sparrow, a unified inbox, support for Gravatar, subject-based threading, the option to create a new message by control-clicking Sparrow's dock icon, and localizations in 8 languages. A variety of bugs have been fixed as well. Still can't consider Sparrow as a usable Gmail client due to its newest first conversation sorting, so threads must be read from the bottom up, and extremely low slow load performance for message bodies. A free Sparrow Lite works with only a single Gmail account. Adobe Photoshop Lightroom 3.4.1. Adobe has released a bug fix release to Photoshop Lightroom, its professional photo management application. Photoshop Lightroom 3.4.1 corrects unspecified issues introduced in previous versions of Lightroom 3, and also addresses a rare bug introduced in the 3.4 update that could corrupt JPEG images that contain large blocks of private camera data. This update also adds RAW support for the Canon Rebel T3i, Nikon D5100, and Fuji FinePix X100. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Dolly Drive, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.